Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Eric Conaway?
I'm sorry, he's not here.
Oh, or is there another registered voter at the home I can speak with?
I am a registered voter.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yeah.
Thank you very
Yeah.
much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I'm pretty sure I'll vote.
Thank you very much. Is that an almost certain?
Yeah.
Or probably.
From what I've seen, there are some good candidates.
Okay. So, how should I record that? Almost certain or just probably?
Almost certain.
Almost certain. Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
78.
Thank you very much. And what is your race?
Does that have anything to do with to me personally,
yeah.
I don't care what race anyone is. Having to ask a race seems a bit racist because
every
race is equal. And,
purposes.
Yeah, I know, but I understand certain things like age and gender can be certain things because of jobs and stuff like that. But race, everyone under their skin is the same, except, you know, I mean, man and woman are different, yeah. But as for racial differences, because I have seen every race be racist to every race, and currently I've seen a lot of racism against whites and racism against it's not, people have not quit being racist, and the idea of asking a race for any reason except for maybe if you're have a show or something like that or a special restaurant, I can understand that. But,
okay, that's fine then. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
Why is that specific? Important?
Because we want to classificate better your answers. Or classify.
No, that any question that would be given no matter what race, because race doesn't change your opinion. Your opinion is what you believe, not what your race is.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Neither. I voted for the lady, the Libertarian. I think it was Libertarian or, I forget the, it was another third party group that I felt she was better.
Thank you very much. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
I vote for the person that I believe is correct, no matter what group they are. So usually I wouldn't be voting for Democrat because most of them are communistic, but I would vote for if a Democrat stands up for what is correct over a Republican or Libertarian or constitutional, I would vote for them. So the answer is I vote for who is standing to the legitimate rules of the United States and the Constitution.
And should I record that as other candidate, or are you undecided?
That would be more like if not undecided, because I wouldn't say undecided.
Mm-hmm.
I guess your best bet would be to put other candidates, because, but it doesn't matter. Like I said, it does not matter what group, whether they man, woman, old or young, whether they be what race they are. I vote for who I believe is standing for what is, you know, constitutional correct and not trying to corrupt our country.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means that means a very cold and unfavorable feeling. 100 means a very warm and favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you feel. If you have no opinion or haven't heard of that person, please just let me know. The first one on the
okay.
list is Greg Abbott.
I believe he's currently in office, isn't he? If I'm not mistaken, I may be getting some names mixed up. Right now, I'm sorry, I can't give. I'm a little confused. I may be getting his name mixed up with someone else.
Oh, well, based on what you've heard or what you remember about Greg Abbott, how would you rate him using 0 to 100?
I really couldn't say.
Okay, so should I record that as no opinion or never heard?
Just no opinion, I guess.
Okay, thank you very much. What about Donald Trump?
I would say more of like an 80.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Negative 100.
From 0 to 100.
Yeah, well, 0 then.
Thank you. And what about Morgan Lamantia?
Morgan?
Morgan Lamantia.
I'm not sure.
Is that a no opinion or have never heard of him?
Yeah, just put a no opinion for right now.
Okay, that's fine. What about Ted Cruz? How would you rate him on a scale from 0 to 100?
Right now, there are quite a few people that you've mentioned that I'm not even, I don't remember reading about. I haven't been when in the past years. My brother, who you were wanting to talk to, Eric, he did more of searching throughout, and then, you know, kind of we talked about it together.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he has passed away, and I have not been.
But going from what you've heard, what you remember about him, what is your impression of him, or how do you feel about him on a scale from 0 to 100?
Just put no opinion right now.
Okay, that's fine. And finally, we have Adam Hinojosa.
This president election, right?
Adam Hinojosa.
I've got to really look in more into that. I haven't been doing much enough searching. I know a few people that I've been interested in,
okay.
So I don't know who that is.
Okay, so never heard or no opinion?
Yeah, just never heard.
Never heard. Thank you. Now, would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Some of the things that I have heard that he's done pretty positive, but there are some things that he's not standing up right for, you know, certain things.
So to help you, we do have a scale. We have strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve of Greg Abbott, of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor.
Right now, I cannot honestly state that fact.
Using the scale, from what you know, where do you lean?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I have not. I've intended to look at these things, but I've not really been doing a good job. You talking to me right now made me realize I've not been looking into it a lot.
Okay.
Like
well,
I should.
All right, then. Well, thank you very much for your time, sir. Have a wonderful day.
All right.
We really appreciate it.
Okay. All right.